President Trump said today that he will decide in the next 24 to 48 hours how to respond to the alleged chemical attack in Syria over the weekend. He said nothing is off the table, even as Russia and Syria deny there was a chemical attack. Jim Walsh is here and now, security analyst. He's with MIT's Security Studies Program. And Jim, first of all, based on what you're hearing, is there any doubt that this was a chemical weapons attack and that the Syrian government is responsible?
There's really not much doubt in my mind that it was a chemical weapons attack and that Assad is responsible. And there are several things that would point to this. The first is the track record here. Independent UN investigators have looked at some 33 different chemical attacks in Syria during this war and have attributed 27 of the 33 to Assad. It seems unlikely that the rebels would bomb themselves with gas. And finally, the agent that was used may give us a clue. The initial reporting was that it was chlorine gas, which is fairly easy to make. But today you're starting to get some reports that it was actually a nerve agent. And if, in fact, it was a nerve agent, then it could only be Syria, since you really have to have a government's capability to be able to produce that advanced chemical weapon.
So now President Trump is saying that there will be a big price to pay. How do you interpret that?
Well, I think he's going to have a strike. Now, how big a strike remains to be seen. You know, we've been through this before, right? This isn't the first time. Exactly.
Right.
And so they had a chemical attack, and he attacked some airfields. They rebuilt the airfields. My guess would be that they're going to want to do something more robust, but they face a new limitation, really, that they hadn't previously. There are 2,000 U.S. troops on the ground. And presumably, if we go after Syria, there's a chance that those 2,000 troops will be targeted.
Robert Ford, the last U.S. ambassador to Syria under President Obama, told Morning Edition today that the Assad regime really does not feel any pressure to stop using chemical weapons.
They understand they can use chemical weapons without fear that the Americans will inflict sufficient damage on them to make the chemical weapons use not useful.
Jim, is he right? We just talked about the strike that President Trump did almost exactly a year ago this week. What would any strike look like that would deter Assad?
It would have to be really big, and it would have to go at his core military assets. I think at the end of the day, the only real possible way to deter this is not so much sending a message to Assad as much it is sending a message to the Russians or the Iranians and saying, you guys need to go and read him the riot act here.
Uh-huh.
In other words, it would be his allies that would go in and enforce this. This is very embarrassing for Iran. I know, having been in Iran, Iran was a victim of chemical attacks during the Iraq-Iran war. I can't believe their population is in favor of cozying up to a guy who uses chemical weapons. So in some ways, an attack might really, the way it would work is to put pressure on Iran and Russia to go to Assad and say, are you kidding me? Why are you doing this?
And that is exactly what President Trump is doing. In one of his tweets, he said, President Putin, Russia, and Iran are responsible for backing animal Assad. Jim, how remarkable is it that President Trump just called out Vladimir Putin?
The Russians, of course, have been investigated by the UN for their own atrocities, bombing a civilian marketplace. So I don't know how sensitive they're going to be about it. But it makes sense because I question whether you can deter Assad from using chemical weapons if he feels it's in his vital national interest. I mean, again, we're talking about 33 different chem attacks, at least, 27 of which he's done. So the track record would seem to show that that this is hard to deter.
Would a military strike also bring President Trump into a conflict in Syria that he says he wants to get out of?
You know, there are different objectives here, and we have to keep them separate. So one objective, the original objective for President Trump was defeating ISIS. That's one thing.
He says it's mostly done.
Right. And frankly, it was. Obama did the lion's share of it, and President Trump has continued that, and I think it's been quite effective. A sort of sending a signal that weapons of mass destruction are unacceptable, that's a wholly separate objective. So I don't think they have to be linked. Just because Assad has used chem weapons doesn't mean we have to put thousands of troops in Syria fighting what? I mean, what would be the objective as it related to chemical weapons? That wouldn't make any sense. So I think these need to be treated as separately.
Here and now, security analyst Jim Walsh. Thank you.
Thank you.